Welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcasts. This is the last in a series of on the road podcasts, my really magnificent 8-state tour of the Midwest and Mid-South in the summer of 2019. I've debated whether or not to do a final podcast, kind of summarizing it, but this podcast, I think, will do just fine at summarizing the trip as it currently stands. So we're going to talk about breakdowns and unexpected setbacks, because they always happen when you're on the road. No matter what you do, the longer you travel, the more possibilities you have for setbacks and breakdowns. And that is where we are this evening in podcast 844 on the side of the road in Iowa near Webster City off of 20 with Mobile Podcast Command dead by the side of the road. Well, I have two sponsors that I may as well thank while I'm standing here for helping me out with these travel podcasts. Two of my favorite sponsors for sure. One of them is ReliaFund. ReliaFund is a payment processor that helps you get paid faster. And if you know anything about small business, it definitely really helps to get paid faster. And that's why we're in the midst of a payment processing revolution in this country, which enables people to do businesses on the road and also process payments for clients. I have a ReliaFund button on my page that helps me get paid by checks from clients. And of course, ReliaFund has been around a long time. They were at the forefront of the payment processing revolution in this country. They've been doing it for 20 years. Here's the deal. I think the best thing to say about ReliaFund is that they're able to integrate with your back office systems much more easily than a lot of payment processors, because this is what they do. So, for example, if you're using QuickBooks, they can integrate with QuickBooks to be able to send out invoices with pay now buttons that takes you to your payment processing site. And they do that. They do all kinds of other things, solutions, integrated solutions to get payments cleared, and they've been doing it for over 20 years. If you're developing an e-commerce site, if you are working on some back office stuff, they can integrate with what you're doing. And if you call them, you'll deal with actual human beings, Kevin Hill or Greg Lowry. There's no long-term contracts. They're secure and technology focused. 866-243-5040. That's 866-243-5040. Or check them out online at ReliaFund.com. That's ReliaFund.com. That's how I found them. I have a ReliaFund button and had no issues with it at all. It works great. The ReliaFund button on my page has been there for at least 3 years now. So here's the number, 866-243-5040. That's 866-243-5040. Or check them out online at ReliaFund.com. You can also click on that banner at the top of the page. It takes you to their contact page, and you can explain your issues, and they will get back to you. ReliaFund, ReliaFund, ReliaFund.com. And of course, got to thank Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul for home or business. You can check them out online right now at RyanPlumbing.com, or click on the banner at the top of the page, the BobDavisPodcast.com, that says Ryan Plumbing. Takes you to their page. Give them a good review. I'll tell you more about Ryan later on in the podcast. It is hot. It's going to be hot this weekend in Minneapolis, so you might have AC problems. I'll tell you how they can help solve those problems a little bit later on in this podcast. In a otherwise really truly perfect trip, you know, in general, unmarred by any problems, you know, I had to get an alignment, some other things. I am actually pulled over onto the side of the road. Mobile Podcast Command, we had to declare a flight emergency. We lost all of our power, and I think it's the alternator. We've concluded after discussions with my ground commander, Mark Corn, who is an engineer and knows about these things. It's a long story. So I could see that I was losing power. My battery light went on this afternoon around 2-3 o'clock. And I thought, well, that's odd. But I didn't notice any difference in anything. And I'll tell you about one thing I did notice earlier, but I didn't think anything of it. And thought, it looks like the power is starting to go down in the battery. And I have obviously something on the dash, And then I have actually an amp meter right on the all of my instrument, my on-off switches for everything. And the amp meter did not look good. And finally, I thought, well, I can make it. I finally decided to go to Fort Dodge to the Walmart Supercenter. And I saw that there was an exit just back here for Webster. And I thought, well, I think I can probably make it to Fort Dodge, which is another 20 miles down the road. So, dumbass, just kept going, didn't get off at Webster City when it was clear I was going to run out of power. But I was like, well, the engine is still running. Well, so here's the deal. The engine will run until there is virtually no more power left, and then it stops running, and that is what happened. And fortunately, I wasn't in the left lane. When the power died, I moved over to the right lane, and I am just off the road. I'm certainly not stupid enough to sit in the vehicle. There's no lights on the vehicle at all because the power is dead. No hazard lights. Nothing. I suppose I could try to turn on the hazard lights. They'll blink for 10 minutes or so, but what the heck. Let's give it a shot. But I'm not even going to get in there until these cars pass. And the reason I say this is because this happened once before. This happened one night, winter night, when I've got hazards, so that's good. I don't know where that's coming from. I don't know where the juice is coming for the hazards, but I do have hazards. And I got hit by a car. So I am staying clear of the vehicle because people have a tendency to see the vehicle and drive into it. So fortunately, I've got the hazards on, and that's good. So the plan is, once the tow truck gets here, the plan is to see if he can. I have a new battery to put the new battery in, which should give me enough power to get to turn around and go back to Webster City and get into Webster City. The other option would be to see if he can be a hotshot. I don't know if it's the battery or it's the alternator, although I will say the entire array of batteries. So I have three batteries. So I have two full 12-volt, whatever they are, giant batteries in one tray underneath the cabin of the vehicle. And then I have a battery in the vehicle that is used for starting. Whatever went wrong sucked power not only from the starting battery, which has been giving me some issues in terms of having to jump it back at the garage. And I just thought it was because it was a cold winter and this thing sits right in front of the door. So the seeping of cold, runs the battery down. So I've been jumping it every now and then to get it started, but it might have been the alternator the whole time. So if it's an alternator, great. The issue now is whether, this is interesting because when this happens, your heart rate goes up, you and I don't usually freak out, and I wasn't freaking out. I don't usually freak out in emergency situations at all. I'm like, well, I'm glad I washed the vehicle today. I washed it and it, I'm glad I washed it. So it looks really good laying here on the side of the road, dead. But, I don't usually freak out. So, I step back and down here in the tall grass, and I said, those stupid things. Those stupid, you're off the road strip things. And of course, if you're driving a truck, you're off the road the whole goddamn time. Anyway, I thought, well, I'm alive. And the only thing that I have a problem with right now is I need some kind of alternator or a jump or something. And there was some hassling with people on the telephone because this is supposed to have towing. It doesn't have towing. And, because of what it is, it creates huge problems, the towing stuff with this vehicle. So it's just one of those things. So I had to pay almost $300 to have this guy come out, and at least I can get towed to a location and we'll work out the money thing later, or he can get this thing started. So this is the only weird thing that happened other than a lot of confusing directional issues on the trip. And of course, it happens, unfortunately, 200 miles from Minneapolis. I was almost home. And the other thing that happened is, of course, I hadn't charged the phone all day. Because why charge the phone? Got plenty of electricity in the truck. Well, now all the batteries are dead. So fortunately, there's enough charge left in the computer that I'm charging the phone on the computer. So at least I'll have telephone communications. You know, I'll have communications. But you know, you gotta think it through immediately. You gotta say, well, okay, I screwed up. I should have just gone to Webster City and pulled into some kind of car repair place and just waited till tomorrow. I stopped at a couple different places and asked if they could switch the battery out, and no, they couldn't. So I only have two techs tonight. I can't do anything. It's going to take you 10 minutes, but okay. And the only mistake I made was not getting off at Webster City because this thing was going to die, and it had maybe, 20 more minutes left. So other than that, this has been a fabulous trip. This is going to be the only real problem that I have here. It's going to cost me a buttload to get it fixed. So, hallelujah. And the other thing you got to do is, you can go in the vehicle, but don't go in the vehicle when there's cars coming, because that's a recipe for disaster. But I'm just coming in the vehicle to check the phone to see how the charge is doing. So far, so good. But you don't go in the vehicle when there are cars coming, because if you get hit, you're dead. So. And believe me, that is not something that I want to experience. I don't want to be hit while I'm sitting in the vehicle. So, until the tow guy gets here, that's that. Well, there's a song. I don't remember who did it. I think it was Cat Stevens. And one of the lines from the song is, "Switch on summer." Well, we've gone through this spring that has been alternately wet and cold and hot. And now we get to July 1st or thereabouts in the upper Midwest. And it's like somebody turns a switch and it gets really, really hot. If you haven't had your AC checked, some people have had their heat on yet. Because we've had some pretty cold days, cold, rainy days. If you haven't had your AC checked, it's a great time to have Ryan Plumbing and Heating do it. More than likely, your AC will go out on 4th of July weekend when it's 95 degrees and you don't want it to, because when it comes to keeping all of your systems running right these days, there's so much technology associated with low flush toilets and air conditioning systems today that you really have to have someone that knows how to deliver quality service, and that means Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul. They have been in Frogtown for four generations. You can call them in St. Paul at 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis. 612-927-6488. Quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, residential and business. So if you own rental properties, if you have a business and you're having plumbing issues, regardless of whether it's a yoga studio or something else, Ryan Plumbing and Heating can help you out. So again, you can check them out online at ryanplumbing.com, or you can call them in St. Paul, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Ryan Plumbing at ryanplumbing.com. I'm standing by the side of the road and I am not in my vehicle. So let me just say, you do not sit in the vehicle. I don't care if it's 40 below zero. Thank God it isn't. You get out of the vehicle, and I'll tell you why. You get out of the vehicle and you get away from the road, because I learned the hard way that if you stay by the car too close, or if you are in the road, you are in an extremely vulnerable position, and it's very, very dangerous to be in that position. The other thing is, don't stand in front of the vehicle, because if somebody hits it, it's going to go forward. You don't want to be anywhere near the vehicle when it is hit, because cars are going to go in every frickin' direction. So I'm standing as far back as I can get in the wind, so that okay, somebody's calling me. I gotta go in there and find out what's going on. The other thing is, you don't want to be in the vehicle when there's hello. Whoops, sorry. Hello.
Hi, is this Mr. Davis?
Yes, it is.
Supervisor at State Farm Roadside.
How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. I wanted to reach out to you because it seems a little bit longer than I typically like to secure service, so I'm going to personally be taking over the case from you, okay?
Great.
Oh, right. And because I haven't spoke to you yet, I just do want to take the time to go over all the details. That way I can ensure everything I'm working with is accurate.
Okay. Just tell me, is the tow truck on the way or not?
No, sir. That's what I stated at the very beginning of the call, but it's taking much longer than we normally would.
Oh, okay. Well,
all right.
Let's go ahead. Ask your questions. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I have your Ford Econoline. It's a year 2000. Now, this is just a normal van, right?
Well, yeah. But for our purposes, yes.
Okay.
It's an E450. It's a 450, not a 350 or a 150. So.
Perfect. Now, is there anything loaded with it?
No, it's just... The problem is this. It's either a bad alternator or a bad battery. I have a replacement battery. If he can jump me and charge up the battery, I can turn it around and take it back to Webster City and go there. Towing it might be a bit of a challenge. It's a pretty heavy vehicle. If they don't bring the proper truck to tow it with.
Right. Is it like a box truck? Is it just the chassis? Like, or is it just the actual van?
It's an old ambulance. Is what it is.
Old ambulance, okay. All right, so we're dealing with medium to heavy duty to tow that.
Yeah.
Now, is it just like spit an image of an ambulance?
Yep.
Or is it more like, okay, perfect.
You know, again, they may not have to tow it. If the guy can come and replace the battery, it'll give me enough power. If it's a bad alternator, which it probably is, then I can get it to Webster, because Webster is the next exit down, you know, with the new battery. If he charges it, then I can get it to Webster without having to tow it.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm definitely going to put you up onto a medium duty flatbed if that's what it comes to.
Sure.
But I'm also going to let the provider know that we're going to try to jump it first, but I'm also going to have him come out there in that truck just in case, or at least I'm going to hope to.
Fine.
So that we don't have to, you know, have you sitting there very much longer, okay?
No, that's fine. I'm alive and I'm not sitting in the truck. I'm way away from the truck. It's all good. We're all safe. It's fine.
Guarantee what ETA we're looking at until I start calling around. But if it does result in a tow, I have you in Webster City off of US 20 westbound near Highway 17, or is that backwards?
No, that's about right. I'm headed towards Fort Dodge, and I'm right by the airport. That's how they're going to know. So when they're on 20, it's literally at the same latitude as the Fort Dodge Municipal Airport. Too bad I'm not flying.
Perfect.
If I was flying, I would have just landed there.
Yeah, well, thankfully that you can't have a license if that's what the scenario is, so that's okay. and you know, just in case, you know, hopefully the jump will work, but if not, we're taking it to Gerber Auto Care.
Yeah,
on,
that's right.
All right, perfect. Now, one more thing. Now, if it does result in a tow, is there any passengers that need a ride?
Nope, it's just, well, me. I'm the only passenger, yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, everything looks good here. I will initiate the goal to get a jump start sent out first, but I will make sure, if it's possible, to send out a truck as well, just in case, okay?
Sounds great. And I contacted Kim Nybo at the Nybo Agency, who is my agent, and hopefully she can help resolve when she gets on it, probably tomorrow morning. The whole issue with towing should be included in this package, so that's something that they overlooked. So
And I do see you paid the $244, so you will be responsible for no payments at this time, okay?
Well, that's fabulous.
Yeah, so you'll be good to go. And of course, if your agent didn't advise you that, if they do discover that you do have coverage but didn't show up on our end, definitely submit the email that the agent sent you on behalf of that. Submit that into your agent for reimbursement for sure.
Sounds wonderful.
All right. Well, again, I know you've been waiting almost an hour, but once I do get an update, I'm going to reach right back out to you, okay?
Yeah, sorry. I was freaking out earlier because I was afraid that the phone was going to... I figured out a way to charge the phone. I was afraid this thing was definitely on like 17% power, and I was really worried that we weren't going to be able to communicate at all, so...
Yeah, I would be worried, you know. I've been in the same situation before, definitely have been, so that is always a concern on my mind as well, so you're fine. Now, do you have any speculation that your phone's going to die anytime soon, or...
Do I have what?
Do you have, like, any thoughts that it's going to be dying on you soon, or does it have enough?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and put it back on the computer charger. So, you know, it's slowly charging. So, you know, I think we're okay for the next whatever, you know, till he gets here. Okay. I think we're all right.
All right, perfect. Well, just keep your phone nearby, or at least your sound on, because I will call you back here shortly, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. I'll talk to you shortly.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So where was I? Yeah, I was talking about the whole thing about pushing. So that was the lesson. So, yeah. So as soon as this happened, the thing died, and I got out of the truck, and I said, what's the lesson here? What's the lesson here? And, you know, I think it has to do with push, push, push. See, I was pushing because I wanted to get home tonight. And I was pushing because I thought, well, at least I can get to Walmart Supercenter, which is my sort of mobile home base. And then we can deal with the problem tomorrow, but I'll be someplace that I know about, right? I won't have to be towed, blah, 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 blah. And if I had just got off at Webster City, I'd be okay right now. I'd be sitting in a restaurant. And the lesson is, when do you call it a day? For example, Sully, the pilot that landed in the Hudson River, and he said, "We're not going to make Teterboro. We're not going to be able to go back to the airport. We're going down, and that's it." He made that decision because he knew. I should have been Sully. I should have said, what am I doing? But here's the thing I want to talk about when these things happen. So what happened was earlier today, as I said, I started to notice that this thing was going down and I was trying to solve the problem. So as I was driving, I was looking stuff up. I was calling my friend. I'm trying to solve the problem and figure out what I need. I stopped in an O'Reilly auto parts store and I bought a new battery, thinking, you know, I stopped at a couple places and said, hey, can you put this battery in? No, can't do it. No, can't do it. And that is what brought me here. So while I was trying to solve the problem, I kept thinking, well, the engine's running, you know, as long as it's running, fine. But when the battery finally died, well, the engine doesn't run without electricity. So at least in this case, so there's nothing I can do is just do this. Fortunately, I have enough power to have flashers right now, which is really handy. But the reason that you don't go near the vehicle, and this is kind of a redux of a lesson I learned a long time ago. Which I'm not still kind of wondering about. So I've often talked about that experience on the side of the road where I spun out. It was winter, and I got out of the car and I said, well, I spun out. That's that, you know. And I started because I was being followed by my nephew in my ex-wife's BMW X5. And I thought, well, I'll just get in the BMW and off we'll go and we'll get the car later. And the reason is I had gone to visit a relative that was dying. I didn't need to go, but I went anyway. And I was pushing to get back and not paying attention and spun out. So that was the first mistake, basically. And then I got up on the road and didn't realize that there was no right lane because they'd only plowed the left lane. This is on 94 right around Nat, for those of you in the Twin Cities. So it was 94 east, 94 west right around Nat. Very treacherous little section of highway. And I was standing in the right lane, or at least at the very lip of the right lane on the right side, didn't know it. And some guy pulled over in front of us. And I said, some guy in a pickup truck. And I remember saying to my nephew who was driving the BMW, this guy's going to cause an accident. I'm getting out of the way. Now, keep in mind, my son is sitting in the front seat with my nephew. My ex-wife's in the back seat. And so I had taken probably 6 steps toward the shoulder, and I hear in my rearview mirror, mentally, I've been driving for 9 days. I hear in the back of my mind, in the back of my head, behind me, I hear, and I thought, right then, I thought, I'm dead. This is it. And then I got hit. And it was the most bizarre experience that I probably ever had in my life. Got hit. The only thing that saved me was that it was a Ford Taurus, and I slid up on the hood and slid off the windshield and flew about 25 feet. Again, the only thing that saved me is that there'd been about 2 feet of snow. was like December 7th, 2007. And then I landed in the snow. And the thing about that is, the first thing that you think of is to get up. I opened my eyes. I was down in the snow, and I could see the lights of the car that hit me swinging around like searchlights, you know, like a lighthouse. And I thought, this guy's gonna drive over me. He's gonna hit me again. And, you know, so I stood up, and just in time to see the other car swing around and slide down into a ravine. And, you know, at that point, when you're going 50 or 60 miles an hour, there's a lot of momentum, and they went on down into this ravine. And I have to say, at that moment, I was ecstatic. I was laughing. I was happy to be alive. I couldn't believe. And I didn't have a scratch on me, although I did have a big cherry on my hip that was a huge bruise, but nothing really hurt. Everybody said, well, you were in shock. Well, I wasn't hurt bad enough to be in shock. Hang on, they're calling me back. Stand by. Hello. Whoops. Hello.
Again here. So great news. Not only did I find a provider that is willing to do both of them on the same go and has a medium duty flat that he's going to take out there with him.
Excellent.
Yes. It is about 60 to 75 minutes, unfortunately. But I can assure you now, if I call out any further, it's going to go up even higher. He said he will do his very best to get there faster. But he had a question. He's on my back line here. He wants to know, do you have one or two batteries on that EMS?
I have one battery in the engine compartment. I have two batteries in another compartment, but we don't have to mess with those other two batteries. That's an issue with the alternator. I just have one battery for the engine.
Okay. I'm actually going to do a three-way call real quickly so you can explain that to him, and then once he gets an understanding, you can go ahead and drop off. I'll finish up with him and then text you with his information. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay, 1 second. All right, thank you so much for holding. I actually have Mr. Davis here on the line to have him explain how the battery works in that vehicle, okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, it's just a battery in the engine, and then the other two batteries don't have anything to do with
it. Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
So you got a total of three batteries that run it?
Well, there's two batteries.
Or just.
No, they don't run it. There's two batteries that run, if you want, electric through an inverter in the back. The engine has one battery.
Okay, no. Okay, that's all I need to know. I was in one jump pack or jump, but I was wondering if it was a diesel, I'd bring two jump packs.
I think, you know, I actually have a replacement battery. So if we can charge it up, I think it's the alternator. If we can charge it up, I can get it to your place, you know, to the mechanic in Webster.
How are you from Webster?
About a mile from the exit. I'm literally right by. I'm at the same longitude as the municipal airport here in Webster.
Okay, let me give you my cell phone and text me your information and your number if any problem. I'll bring up second jump pack.
Can you just text me? I can't write anything down. So I'm going to give you my number. You text me your numbers.
Posted. Okay, got it. Okay, I'll take care of it. All right, I got to pick up a guy in Anchorage. I'll head right there after that.
Okay, it's all good.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Okay.
All right. And Mr. Davis, you can go ahead and just, you can drop off, and I'm going to finish up here with him to get the dispatch sent over, and then I'm going to text you with his information as well.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, and then you text me what?
No,
information to call you back.
No, I can't do that because I you 77. You weren't talking to me.
Sir.
Sorry about that. Okay.
I'm talking to the lady.
I'm going to hang up. Thank you. Bye.
I'm sorry.
It's no deal. Bye. Jesus, God. Anyway, where was I? So, you know, I think the lesson from that experience was just overwhelming in my life. I feel like I quantum leaped into a new time zone almost, or a new dimension. And, you know, after that, the things that used to affect me, bother me, excite me even, weren't the same things. And I think that what happened was I became completely aware of the things that really mattered to me, who I loved, and how I felt and how glad I was to be alive. It's just that simple. So when this happens, when this kind of a thing happens, you know, yeah, you first thing that happened was I looked out over this beautiful landscape that is now dark, but it was sundown, beautiful sky. It's Iowa, it's summer. You know, I've had a great trip, very few problems, and this happened. Well, electrical, very interesting. Pulled over by the side of the road, very interesting. My horoscope said don't travel on the 19th, but I went ahead and did it anyway. And I was on my way to go to the Walmart 20 miles down the road when help could have been right down there at that exit. So what's the lesson? The lesson is know when to say, LaGuardia, we aren't going to make Teterboro. Well, I definitely have to thank my friend Mark Corin at Alpha Systems for his assistance as we lost altitude and finally crashed in the side of the road tonight with the alternator issue here with Mobile Podcast Command. Mark is the president of Alpha Systems. What is Alpha Systems? It's an angle of attack indicator that lets you know if you're a pilot how much lift your wing is producing so that you don't dump on the final base turn to land. This is one of the biggest killers in civil aviation, and Alpha Systems saves lives with the revolutionary angle of attack indicator. They'll be at EAA. Mark will be six deep demonstrating what it does and why it works and why it saves lives in Building 3 if you guys are going over there. Bottom line, again and again, Alpha Systems AOA saves lives. Click on the Alpha Systems banners at the top of the page to go to their website and learn more about Alpha's revolutionary angle of attack indicator at thebobdavispodcast.com. Pilots, they will see you at EAA. Hey, I want to thank Bill at HabHab Towing. They're on their way, and what I've talked to them since the recorder just quit there at the end, so that was a good place to end the podcast. But I talked to Bill, and they're going to bring an alternator out and change out the alternator right here on the scene. So I'm looking forward to meeting Bill, and again, thanks to HabHab Towing in Ames, Iowa, which incidentally has the lowest unemployment rate in the United States. And so I'm really, really pleased with HabHab, and of course, everyone at Nibo Insurance in Columbia Heights, and Kim and Tammy and State Farm Insurance really came through for this whole thing. And I'll tell you more about that in the summary podcast when we get this whole thing straightened out and get back on the road. Thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast, podcast 844. I guess. It's hard to tell what podcast this is. Of course, the Bob Davis podcasts are available all over the place, especially at iTunes. Okay, guys, you can subscribe at iTunes. You can subscribe right off the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. You can listen to the stream right off the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. It sounds great. Or you can get it at blogtalkradio.com, stitcher.com, tuned in, which works with Alexa, and Google Play, which works with the Google device. As well as where else? Spotify. And Spotify works great if you have an Android device. I used to recommend Stitcher. There's some issues with Stitcher, you know, coughing and being slow and doing other weird things. Spotify has solved that problem. And of course, they're getting into podcasting in a big way. And I do appreciate your likes and especially your shares on Facebook and RTs at Twitter. So thanks again. And thanks everybody for supporting me. When I get back, I'll do a whole podcast where I thank people that really deserve to be thanked for sending me money through the donate button at thebobdavispodcast.com this trip to get this vehicle back on the road, or at least to put diesel fuel in it, and it has saved my life on this trip. So thank you guys very much. Okay, let's wait for HabHab to get here, and can't wait to meet Bill and Zeke heading over here from Ames. Thanks for listening to podcast 844, the Bob Davis Podcasts.
It's alright if you don't. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you owe. There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. So something inside you is feeling like I do. You said all there is to say.